Hey, Mike Wilson.
Hey, Mike, this is Ruben.
Yes, Ruben, how are you?
Busy as hell. How about yourself?
Oh, about the same. It's after 5 o'clock and I'm still not done, amazingly. Well, it's
Well,
after my guy. I think you're out on the West Coast, right?
I am, but I get in really early, so we're in the same. Right now, I think in both industries, restaurant and financing, you're either extremely busy or you're twiddling your thumbs. Let's bring this up. Da, da,
This is
da.
for waffles and caffeinated.
Yes. Let's bring.
I don't know if Gordon copied you. I sent him an email earlier because he said prepare an invoice is
Yep.
fine. It's just normally when a lender's involved, they want it, specific wording to them, addressed to you or what have you. So I just wanted to check before we did it if it should be made to Waffles and Caffeinated or to a third party, whomever.
Okay. Give me a sec. The name of your company exactly?
Our company is Advanced Brewing Machines.
I think we worked together in the past on this order for Gordon.
He has bought several. He's had other
Yeah.
establishments, and I'll be honest with you, I don't remember. They were years ago. It's possible.
Yeah, I've done financing for him for like years. Yes, we are. So what I'm providing for him is a loan. It's not a lease, so it makes it much easier. The bill to and ship to is him as a company. Do you have his addresses?
I do, and I'm assuming what he had given me most recently was the address of the newest location, which is what I'd written up on his proposal. So I'm
Correct.
assuming that's fine. It's also, here's a question for you. I don't know if you're up there. Well, just make sure you're not IRS. So are you paying him
No, we're paying
directly, or are
you.
you paying us? Oh, okay, so then as far as an invoice goes, should that be made up to you, or should it be made to him?
So you're used to leasing, and by the way, you have a leasing program, right?
I work with a number of leasing companies. It really doesn't matter to me. If someone's looking to do it, I just kind of hook them up with a leasing company. But if that's what you mean by that,
Well,
by
so
being used to it, yes.
I can give you the 10-second spiel.
Okay.
I'm insane because I'm busy. I actually am part of it. Do you know who Excel is?
Yeah.
Excel Dealer Group? So are you part of Excel or no?
I don't believe so, but I've heard of it.
Yeah. So they're a really large restaurant equipment group, dealer group. I actually manage that whole relationship. We're one of two preferred finance companies. So I would love to be your kind of
Go-to person for money.
there. Oh, okay. Gotcha. So basically, when I talk to a vendor and they say, "Hey, I work with four guys," I'm pretty blunt. I'm like, "Hey, look, the vendors that I work with, they work with one person, me, for a reason. They don't want to have to work with multiple people. They just want someone that can approve all their customers and get them paid. So what I'm and treat them right. So I'd like to knock that out if it's possible, but I know getting Gordon funded is the biggest priority. You're one of six vendors on this transaction, by the way, so there's a lot of moving parts. So I'm doing a
Okay.
finance agreement. This whole bill to ship to, like a lease, doesn't apply. The bill to is the customer,
Okay.
the ship to is the customer. So you're making the invoice as if he was paying you cash or check.
Okay, that's what I needed to know. That was my only
Yeah.
question to him, is there another company? If not, it's to him, and that's fine. I just wanted to double check,
Like if you
and
charge,
I
I
can
think you're
understand
asking, if you charge sales tax, charge sales tax.
that. Okay. Well, there's other ways. I don't want to say it around, but like you're not an IRS guy, but so I'll deal with that with him
I don't care.
on
I'm not the IRS.
exactly
So
right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, because we're an Ohio-based company. There's ways we write it up that I'll put. In fact, I will change this. It'll be written on there, assuming he wants to, or he can pay sales tax in a patriotic fervor. That's cool too. But I'll just, so in other words, your company, your name is not going to be on there. So
I don't
that's
because
what
I
I
don't
needed to know, Ruben.
makes it much easier.
Excellent. That's fine. That's what I needed to know then. So we are then good. I can get him an invoice for tomorrow.
Gotcha. And then you can just copy me on that invoice, please.
Okay, that's not a problem. I believe he put your address on one. No, or did he? I'm not sure.
I think it did.
Okay, excellent. I'm not in front of it all right now. So that will be tomorrow. And I know he said, are we, what, a couple months out? Or when is he looking to do this?
I think now. I think he wants to get the stuff now.
Oh, okay, good.
So out of curiosity, do you have one preferred leasing company or guy you work with or not really?
It depends. There's probably two that I do more often than now. And I see if they're working with anybody else right there. Give me rates. I have two that I work. One that's newer rate, one that's not.
You have to go to people for like, this is a new business, this is an existing business, that kind of stuff?
It's not as much. I'll be honest with you. I don't spend a lot of time doing that. My job's out there selling the equipment, and I bring up, so there is leasing available, and if they want to look at it, I say, here's a couple companies, here's an application right here. So
you
I
work
don't
with,
really do a whole lot going back and forth.
Absolutely. Do you know if you work with brokers or lenders or both?
Both. I have worked with both.
And I'm sure you've seen companies like Time Payment and stuff like that, too. I'm assuming you've seen that name.
I haven't dealt with that, no.
Okay.
But, I mean, on a bigger, I mean, like, bigger national scale, which I don't work with, like, Marlin.
Okay.
I have not for a good while worked with Marlin, but Vendlease. And there's a couple others. One's changed names recently.
So,
and literally, I'd say lately, probably only half the customers I'm dealing with, or at least it's that. Majority.
How many pieces of equipment do you sell a month?
How many what?
How many pieces of equipment do you sell in a month, if you don't mind me asking?
It obviously depends on the month. This month, probably around 15 or so.
Okay, I mean, without, like, ramming a sales pitch down your throat, because I'm here to help Gordon, he is my customer, and that his needs are first.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the companies you mentioned, Vendlease, Marlin, they're good companies, and I actually work with Marlin as well, but they're pretty conservative lenders. What I'm able to buy, just, you know, in a nutshell, I buy everything from a super high-end, and I know how to deal with these customers, but I can work with someone that has super good credit, that has a well-established business, down to someone that has super bad credit that's starting a business, and every shade of gray in between. I'm not the guy that you call because he's going to bore you about the details of the deal. I'm going to talk to the customer, get them approved, close them on the payment, send you a check. That's kind of how I work.
Okay. And that's fun, and I, for what it's worth, I mean, I've got a few of those people out there. What it often comes down to, Ruben, is rates, and I know it's not an actual rate, although in your case, if it's a loan, it probably is a rate.
I can answer the question. I can tell you
yeah,
for the high risk.
End user customer, though, it, you know, they're worried about monthly payment. No, they don't even get it. They rarely, I could talk to an accountant, they rarely do. On a 36-month, let's say, however you structure it, either factor, how do you have a factor that I'm just
you're dealing, there's a lot of, let me just be blunt, there's a lot of people in this industry who are just bad salespeople. They just don't know how to talk to customers. That's just the horrid truth. I don't, you know, when a customer says, what is the rate? And I think if you answer the question that there is no rate, good luck dealing with that customer. You seem shady, but that's my opinion. So I offer finance agreements. I offer leases. It always does come down to monthly payments. I'm here to sell. I make my living by selling you transactions. Gordon's a little different. He's an existing customer, so I just give him nice discounts off the bat. He's a super good relationship with us. But when working with the vendor, I'm always talking to the customer, figuring out what they need. Every single customer is asking tons of rate questions, and you kind of answer the questions. You tell them how the program works. You tell them what's available. I think one of the things in our industry, and just for my kind of opinion, is this. Do you run into issues with rates on new businesses or existing businesses?
Let me put it from my perspective.
Sure.
As far as selling-wise, I don't sell rates. I don't bring up rates. I don't bring up anything.
No, your customers, the pushback, though.
That's what I'm saying. When it comes to the client, we're talking about that. I'm saying, look, this equipment right here, you're talking 2 drinks a day, 3 drinks a day, 4 drinks a day, whatever to the break even. That's what I keep it with them. That's what they understand. And as far as the nitty, I shouldn't say nitty, but, you know, nitpicking details, when it comes down to it, sure, there's going to be a dollar amount that'll be in there. A lot of times, that's after the fact. That's really only when I'm working with them, it's going to come down to how many drinks per day, 2.1, 4.8, whatever. And at some point, I'm ready. So I'm not too worried of getting specific numbers. Once they're agreed to the whole concept, then it's okay, talk to them and I kind of let them hash that out between the leasing company. They fill an application. I'm not doing any of that.
Oh, I thought you were... I thought you said you were getting, like, customers were coming push back on the rates. That was one of the issues.
No, a lot, well, customers will ask. They'll say, what's the rate? And, yeah, it's not supposed to be a rate of financing, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll say, here's what is based on figures that I have. Here's probably what it's going to be. But that may change. So you want to talk to the lender. You want to talk to the rep or whoever it is if you have special circumstances. There are some out there that are nice streamlined. You're right. If you've been in business 30 years and you have excellent credit, you know, everybody wants to do it. It's a little bit better rate. If you're brand new, and that's a lot of them out there, and a lot of them don't want to improve anybody that's brand new or that has some issues. So I'm always looking for other avenues.
I think kind of where we would fit in is we're kind of an end-all be-all. We're a place where I think you don't have to send us a deal to your lender. If you would work with us, and assuming Gordon's deal goes well, and this is kind of planning ahead, but I can just tell you the reason vendors work with me, it's not because they don't care. They don't want to know the quality of the customer. They send me a deal and they say, hey, look, Ruben, you figure it out. And we figure it out. To answer your question, yes, we do startups. Yes, we do higher risk paper. One thing that actually does make us kind of unique and what I'm doing a lot of is I have a lot of customers that come into me. And your average machine costs, what, 10, 15 grand, or is it more expensive?
I would say lease. The ones that are, we'll say lease or finance it anyway, probably let's say 6 to 14,000. So if you want to say, let's say 10 is a nice, you know, even number.
You know, and I think sometimes on those orders, it kind of it is what it is. They're not huge orders, but I think on the ones that maybe go up to the 10 to 14 grand range, I think a lot of the customers that are applying for it, they are somewhat developing businesses. And sometimes when you're developing business with not the best credit, the person on the other side of the phone is highly aggressive. And that's my experience. And so they're kind of telling a customer, take it or leave it. You know, hey, you have a bankruptcy. You can't qualify for anything. Take it or leave it. But I think a lot of the customers don't like that approach from what I've seen because it is math. And a lot of customers go, there's no way I'm borrowing $15,000 and paying back $30,000. And so I think for a lot of the somewhat riskier paper, we don't, the way that I make my living, our company makes our living, we do a lot of originations. So we're not looking to crush it on any individual deal. At the same time, we're able to look at any deal. But, you know, for us, it's mainly finance agreements, not leases, just because it makes documentation simpler. But on this one, you know, just I'm working on Gordon. You're one of six vendors. But I think he's ready to pull the trigger. I can't speak for him, but I believe he is. I'm just trying to get everything moving.
And that's fine. If you can, and I have to say, I need to be leaving in about 2 minutes here. You have my email address. Go ahead and send me information. And here's... Not because this is where a lot of financing people say, no, you just send me the customer and we'll work it out in the numbers. And to some degree, yes, that's nice. I like to know beforehand for an average customer with decent credit that I can give them a number because that's what I'm doing. That's how I'm selling it. Again, not as much based on the numbers, but that's almost an afterthought, drinks per day, et cetera, and it's probably on 30 cents, probably going to be this. It's got to be written there. If it turns out being a little different because they have issues or even better, let's say, maybe they've got fantastic credit, that's fine, but I need a basic start so I can get them on paper. If you can send me the way you do it, is that possible? Let's say for a, quote, average customer.
Yeah.
You want to send me an email, just say, okay, yeah, and most of the time, you know, on equipment of this size, most people are going 36 months, but sometimes they're going 12 or 24, and that's fine. Give me some numbers there, and then what, you know, as I said, I'm always looking for who else is out there, and I don't like to just dump the really lousy, crappy deals. You know, you have someone out there, some loan shark that will do that. So if there is, as long as it's not committed and those numbers are within line, yeah, have someone say you give the good ones too, and it balances out. You hope everything will work out in the end of the day.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. I'll shoot you an email, we'll hopefully take it from there.
Yeah, do that, because as I said, I do a lot of individuals, but I do even the bigger companies. Like, we do Sheratons nationally. I'm just wearing a big thing like Uber, which I guess it's probably originated out there, I'm sure they have, but they've got a new big design center here. Now, they weren't financing, but about 20 machines. So you do just all kinds of, most of them are mom and pop and individuals, but we do a kind of a wide range. So if you wouldn't mind, send me some information, and if we can at least give it a shot. Gordon's a little bit different. He knows you. So we'll see if we can get some other business to you.
Cool. Thanks. Sounds like a plan. I'll holler at you once this gets wrapped up.
Have a very good afternoon, Ruben. Thank you.
And you'll send me the invoice tomorrow, you said, correct?
Yes. What I'll do is, and again, we're going to write up to you and I'll copy you on it so you both have that. That's no problem at all.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.